Hi, Patrick here with an election pod. Warning, four-year-olds who don't want to hear any more about Barack Obama and Romney, you may not want to listen to this pod. Everybody else, you may, because this is really quite entertaining. I haven't heard such a great barbershop debate for quite some time. Now, language issues, they don't exactly feature highly in the U.S. presidential election this year, certainly when compared to some other previous elections, when there have been, you know, high-profile moves to target usually the Spanish language, either through limits on bilingual education or English-only ballot measures. Not so much of that this time around. Maybe because so many politicians and races, large and small, across the country, they seem to have figured out that Spanish-speaking people vote. Still, in some places, parts of Arizona come to mind, you can still get yourself elected on an anti-immigrant, anti-Spanish ticket, which leads sort of to what we're going to talk about in the pod today. And that is the languages that ballots are written in and the help in polling stations and elsewhere that may or may not be granted to non-English speaking voters. It's granted based on local population size of linguistic groups. This comes from the Federal Voting Rights Act. Now, there are all kinds of problems with providing these linguistic services, and the problems seem to just get bigger every election cycle. To pick three from this year, in Arizona, Maricopa County, no less, home to Phoenix and also home to everyone's favorite anti-immigrant sheriff, Joe Arpaio. Well, in Maricopa County, the election department put out announcements in Spanish about this year's general election. This is what they said. Exercise your right to vote on November 8th. Yep, November 8th, a couple of days after the real general election. Next example, in California, the state put out a Korean language voter guide that included information on a certain Proposition 30. If passed by the electorate, Prop 30, it said, would raise the California sales tax by 25 cents, which turns out to be 100 times more than the real amount that it would increase the sales tax, 0.25 of 1 cent. And the last case, and we're going to hear a story on this with that barbershop political debate, very illuminating it is too, it's in the Jackson Heights neighborhood of Queens, New York. And Bengali is the latest language there that's required by the law to be translated on the ballot. But something has gone wrong. Here's Nina Pulzuki.
Once a month, Zane Ahmed treks from the Upper East Side of Manhattan to a windowless basement shop in Jackson Heights, Queens, just to get his hair cut.
I changed like two or three trains just to get here. That's so, dedication, right?
That is really dedication. Ahmed is a bond researcher. Basically, he says he works in finance.
From my point of view, I'm very concerned about the state of the economy and where we're headed. I am a Democrat. I do vote for, or will be voting for Obama.
Ahmed was born in the U.S., but his parents are from Bangladesh, and he grew up speaking both English and Bengali. For him, language assistance at the polls isn't an issue. He didn't even know that Bengali translations would be available, or, for that matter, that the local Bangladeshi population has grown so much.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that the community was that big, but it's a little surprising.
The community is that big. Big enough that, according to the latest census, there are enough limited English speakers of South Asian descent locally to require language assistance in Bengali, Punjabi, and Hindi at certain polling places. Of those languages, there are more Bengali speakers who speak limited English. So while there will be interpreters available for all three languages, officials chose to translate the ballot into just Bengali. Glenn Maguntai of the Asian American Legal and Education Fund says language assistance of non-English speakers is crucial.
We believe that people should learn English as well. The reality, though, is that if people are not perfectly proficient in English and not proficient enough to read a ballot, should they be denied their right to vote?
In Queens, more than 5,000 Bengali speakers should be able to cast their ballot in Bengali. But ballot translations were not completed in time. As to why, the New York City Board of Elections didn't respond. There will be some language assistance at the polls, interpreters and signage. There will even be sample ballots in Bengali. Just not, says Magbuntai, the real thing.
So it's nice to have a sign that says no smoking here in five different languages. And it's very nice to have a sign, we think there should be, which identifies the poll site as the poll site. Vote here. But really, there also have to be signs that the ballot that you mark to vote for the president or the senator or the member of Congress needs to be in languages that voters can actually understand.
Madhvuntai isn't quite sure how the lack of Bengali ballots will affect those 5,000 potential voters. Barbara Sunatan Sill is one of them. But when I asked about Bengali, he brushed off the question. He's less concerned about voting in his language, he says, and more concerned with deciding on whom to vote for president. You haven't decided yet? You're undecided?
No, undecided.
You're an undecided voter.
Particular, I am not Democrat, I am not Republican.
This surprises his Upper East Side customer, Zain Ahmed. Why are you shaking your head?
Because he said he was a swing voter. And for me, it's absurd. Like, you know, I mean, I consider myself, I mean, I'm irreligious, middle-class minority. It's a very personal opinion, and I don't want to hurt anyone's opinion, but the opposition is not in favor of people like me.
So what are you telling him?
I'm telling him that he should be voting the way I am voting.
But the swing voter barber shakes his head back at his Obama-supporting customer. For the barber, the biggest issue in this election season...
I want a job. A lot of people is... have no job, no nothing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you vote for the right candidate, his policies will get you a job. What he has done in the past 4 years, he has stopped...
Romney policy, I think, is good policy.
No, what are you saying? What are you talking about? No, it's not. Not for people like us.
And the discussion continues on just because, like that.
And Obama medical policy, I don't like that.
You don't like Obamacare?
No.
Oh, come on.
I have insurance... I have no problem.
No consensus in sight.
I completely, totally, absolutely disagree with everything that he just said.
Just like discussions in barbershops in Ohio or Florida, in a small basement shop in Jackson Heights, Queens, democracy is certainly alive and buzzing. But while Ahmed and Sill will be lucky enough to easily navigate the English ballots this election day, many of their neighbors may not. For The World, I'm Nina Porzucchi in Queens, New York.
And that's it for another pod. I'll post links to those ballot stories I mentioned from Arizona and California at theworld.org/language. Otherwise, see you on Facebook at the World in Words page or on Twitter. My name there is Patrick Cox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. And last thing, I should mention that Carol and I are trying really, really hard to logistically converge, preferably in a studio with a couple of microphones. It may not be the next pod, may not be the pod after that, but I promise it'll be soon. Enjoy your week wherever you are. If you're in the US, enjoy your election. Bye-bye.